Yo, what up? Peace and blessings to the fam. This is your big homie, Jared. And when you hear my voice, you know you're plugged into the Retro Insider podcast show brought to you by the RetroInsider.com. How y'all doing today? Hope you're doing good. Hope you're enjoying the rest of your day or evening. As always, thank you for checking out the content. And a big special shout out must go to all of you new and returning listeners. Now today, as you probably see from the title, we're going to be talking about the Air Jordan 1 Retro High OG, the first class flight joints that we'll be releasing this weekend, September 28th, 2019. And I'm going to give you some, you know, some thoughts and opinions on the sneaker. I'm going to go over it in the beginning of the segment. Then later on, I'm going to give you guys some tips on how to cop if you are looking for those. But anyways, it's going to be a great segment. Stay tuned. But first, here's a word from our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Stitcher Premium. Stitcher is the easiest way to listen to podcasts on your computer, smartphone, smart speaker, and even in your car. For only $4.99 a month, subscribers get access to ad-free shows like Wolverine, The Lost Trail, The Fantasy Footballers, as well as access to Stitcher original content, bonus episodes, comedy albums, and more. If you're interested in getting started with Stitcher Premium, go to stitcher.com/premium to sign up today. And don't forget to use our promo code RETRO for 1 month free. All right, welcome back. And without any further ado, let's go ahead and get into some of the information about the release. And I'm going to give you some of my thoughts and opinions about the sneaker itself. So you probably already know, but I'm going to give it to those who don't. The release is going to be September 28th, 2019. And the retail price for the Air Jordan 1 Retro High OG First Class flights will be $160 for men's, $120 in grade school, the normal pricing. Now, the shoe itself, of course, you've probably already seen it. And I'm not going to go in great detail about it, but it's primarily a white and highlighter, high vis yellow sneaker with perforated leather throughout the upper. And also has that texture that you've seen on the turbo greens and the neutral grays, that crinkly type leather. Also, there are different elements that are a nod to the Jordan brand, Nike Fulfillment Center, or I don't know what you call it, shipping center, right? So that's the first class flight. Has the barcode on the back heel, also a portion on the inside of the ankle collar, with other little details such as the Michael Jordan signature around the just below the wings logo on the outside. Now, another detail about the sneaker, the outside swoosh on each shoe is outlined in yellow, so you can't really see it unless you're looking up or down at the shoe. But the inside swoosh is actually yellow, all yellow. So that's interesting. With that being said, I'm not a huge fan of this particular colorway. Now, those of you who know me know I love retro sneakers, the 80s retro sneakers to be exact. So the Air Jordan 1 being released in 85 is a great silhouette as a whole. But this shoe is just not doing it for me. There's, you know, not much in my closet that I would really wear with it. And I don't think it's just one of those storied shoes that, you know, just has to be in my collection. Having said that, though, I know a lot of people do like this shoe, and for good reason. There are some details that I can appreciate about the shoe. It's just not for me. Now, as far as predictions about the shoe and tips on how to cop, stay tuned because that's coming up next. All right, so wrapping it up, I'm going to end this segment off with some how to cop tips for the Air Jordan 1 Retro High OG First Class flights. Now, at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, everyone should be on Nike Sneakers app putting in their bid for this particular sneaker. At 9 a.m., if you can get your order placed in within 1 or 2 minutes, you'll be in line to randomly get selected to make the purchase. Good luck. I don't know how lucky you are, but it's definitely going to take some luck to hit on Nike sneakers, even though the last two releases that I've tried, I've been able to cop, which, you know, take that for whatever it's worth. I was able to get a white and red pair of the Dunk Lows. Yeah, so you can check that out on YouTube. And then also the Obsidians, you can check those out on YouTube too. But Nike sneakers is an option. Also at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, I have hit also online on footlocker.com. For some reason, Foot Locker is a better option for those who are trying to cop manually for limited sneakers like these. I don't know if they have some extra bot protection on there, but I've tried on Foot Locker, or I mean Foot Action, and I've tried on Champs, but for some reason, Foot Locker is the best site for me. I've hit on the Blue Chills online, also hit on a couple Yeezys online as well. Now, my favorite method for copping these shoes, though, has to be in store. I like getting the shoes in store, not having to worry about shipping. So, of course, in order for you to be able to get your hands on this sneaker, you have to do your reservations. So, if you have the Foot Locker and Foot Action apps, go ahead and put in your reservations. Notice I didn't say Champs. Champs will not be having this sneaker. So, it looks like this is going to be a, I'm not going to say a limited release, but the stock numbers might be different since there are less retailers with these shoes. So yeah, go ahead and do your check-ins. I think you have until 5 p.m. Central Standard Time today to get those in. And of course, if you can't make it to the mall, go follow FTL Codes on Twitter, and they'll send out some zip codes and codes for you to manually get your check-in codes in there. So that's a quick little tip for how to cop on these sneakers. And so that takes me to the resale predictions. Now, as far as the sneaker goes, looks like some of the sizes a couple days before release are going for a decent amount. Now, I'm checking GOAT. GOAT is my favorite as far as selling sneakers. You get a higher return in most cases. But looks like the money size 8, is going for $325 right now, which we can expect that to drop a little bit. But, you know, a decent little return there. And, of course, my personal size of size 12 is going for $210. Now, for those of you who may not hit on any of the sneaker apps, remember that at 3 o'clock on Saturday, they will be releasing any unclaimed players to anybody who is waiting. So just to give you a little reference of how that works, the Obsidians, of course, that came out a couple weeks ago. I hit on the apps, but I wanted to get some more pairs, and it just so happened that I went to the mall at around 2:45, so 15 minutes before 3, got in line. There was probably like 12 people in line, and I was able to get an extra pair, a size 12, and at that time they had 10.5 and up, and I could have got an 11. I think they had sold out of the 10.5, but I could have got an 11, but I just went ahead and got the 12. So if you do not hit on the apps and you wear a larger size, in most cases you could possibly go in at 3 o'clock and get your pairs if you take an L through the app. So just keep that in mind. It really does work, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, just keep that in mind. Hopefully you guys can get the shoe if you want them. Also, please let me know what you think about this shoe. Of course, you can let me know that by clicking the link in the show's description, where you can send us a 60-second voice message letting us know your thoughts and opinions on this sneaker, any resale predictions, or any inside information that you might have and like to share with the community. But anyways, I would not take up any more of your time. Hopefully, you guys will have a great rest of your day or evening. I'll check back with you guys this weekend. Anyways, y'all have a great one. As always, stay humble and proceed. Yo, what up? This is Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we're bringing you the latest news, reviews, and how to cop tips for all your favorite classic retro sneakers. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this segment. It's gonna be all right.